1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
Well, now I'm going to tell you about my worst childhood Christmas.
All right.
We should mention that it may not, parental warning, this may not be appropriate for children. Young children.
All right. Did you get that, parents? This may not be appropriate for children.
So if you're going to have a child, you're going to keep the little kids around and don't call and complain later.
If you have an impressionable child or a child who might have questions
okay.
when the story is over.
Now, this is my worst.
Time to move them away from the radio.
Sure. Put on SpongeBob SquarePants or something.
And then come back to the to your alarm clock or your clock radio or whatever
it
is.
Are you glad that you invite me in and then I tell people to turn off the radio?
It's okay.
Okay.
You're not going to let an F-bomb fly, are you?
No.
We've already had one of those this morning.
We've already had the big audience builder of all time.
Zabin does everything he can to get the audience as huge as possible before you with those.
So this is my first Christmas after confirming the truth about Santa. I had questions for a couple of Christmases preceding this, but, you know, so I'm like eight. I don't know for sure, but I think eight sounds right.
So it's a different kind of Christmas this time around.
Well, because, see, you need to know that my mother played the Santa blackmail thing to the hilt. You know, she told us that we were under 24-hour surveillance. She even told us that elves peer in the windows.
Absolutely. We got that.
You got that?
When we were eating dinner, if we didn't eat all our dinner, my mom would tell us, yes, we didn't have elves, Santa's brownies, because the elves were building the toys. The brownies? were the spies. Yeah.
Right.
So the brownies
were
the ones.
They were covert ops.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They were
special ops.
Right. Now, I don't know what sort of deal Santa's running up there. But, yeah, the brownies would be peeking in the window while we ate dinner every night, and they were going to go back and tell Santa.
Sure, they have reports.
Right.
They keep reports.
Can you imagine the paperwork involved with that service?
So, now I know better, and I confirmed it because I asked my mother about it. And she said, okay, you're right. Because I started having questions like logistics. I don't get it. There's way too many places. Because I went out, and I kind of walked around the neighborhood to all the houses and thought, okay, I can't even walk to all the houses in the neighborhood in one day.
Rent the Santa Claus. A lot is explained in the Santa Claus.
Okay, I don't think it was around.
I'm talking about now. It's all I have to do. Throw that in. See?
Teaching aid at that point.
Okay, but my mom says now, but your sister still believes. So, you know, don't wreck it for her because I have a sister who's 3 years younger than I am. She's five, so she's right. She's a true believer.
Right.
In the thing.
Good for her.
So now
she's going to get all the presents.
For whatever reason, reasons I still don't understand, now that I know this, I decide to push the naughty meter to the limit.
Nah.
And I was normally a pretty good kid, I just became a total hell child. Like openly, defiantly being naughty.
Even though, hold on a second.
I know where you're going.
Even though your dad, this we're talking about like 1960, what, four? When a father could openly beat a child in public and no one had complained.
And get the approval of the masses.
Right.
Sure.
Nothing's going to happen to the dad, unlike today.
Even though at church they still told you God was watching you all the time.
Right.
Well, he didn't supply presents every
December 25th. To a child, Santa is a godlike figure when you think about it.
Well, sure.
The beard and
omnipresent.
And he honors good and punishes bad.
It's the omniscience.
So I'm just, I was completely out of control. I'm just like.
Drinking booze?
Hey!
Were you drunk all the time? Popping pills?
You know, kid stuff, but I was like, I would try to even draw attention to my naughtiness because I knew there would be no consequence. You know, so I'm like, hey!
I'm running with scissors.
I'm stepping in puddles in my school shoes.
Sure.
Now, I knew that, of course, my mom could, punish me.
Yes.
Because my mom said, now, if you're going to continue, as she always told us, if you're going to be naughty, you're going to get coal in your stocking and no presents. But I just decided to call her bluff on it because my mom is such a soft touch, and I knew she loves Christmas so much, she's not going to blow the whole family morning
Christmas.
For the record,
Brian's mom used to tell him potato on a stick.
Stick and a potato, yeah. Never heard the lump of coal.
Coal.
Stick all we ever heard was coal.
I don't
coal.
Get that.
Stick and a potato, I don't get. But
it's a doesn't indication matter. Of dysfunction, okay.
It
I think.
It doesn't matter either present.
Because you, can, right. because you can eat a potato.
Might have been ahead of us, though.
Sure.
You can't stay warm with a potato, though.
You can roast it on a stick.
I knew she wasn't going to do it.
All right.
So I just start going, like, every naughty thing I can do, I'm doing, and openly, and laughing about it. Well,
buying Playboys?
Like, making my sister, like, making my
pornos?
Sister cry. And do stuff like, no, my thing, mostly for being naughty, was torturing my sister. You know, like, mm-hmm. we'd be sitting at lunch.
Yeah.
Having peanut butter sandwiches or whatever, and I would just stare. At her across the table, stare a hole through her, and she'd go, stop looking at me. Stop looking at me.
Right.
And of course, I'd sure, keep and staring. And then she'd run out and say, Mom, Dwayne's looking at me.
And then you have the innocent act.
Yeah, hey. What, I'm not supposed to look at her? I can't look at her? She's sitting right across the table. How am I supposed to not look at her? And then I would also just openly slander Santa Claus to my sister and to my mother. Because my sister was terrified about this on my behalf. She's scared for me. Literally, it would make her cry.
You were too dumb to be afraid for yourself.
She's like, stop
he's
it.
He's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Stop, right. And I said, oh, yeah? She'd say, Dwayne,
does he need
don't
medication,
do
Mom?
Don't do it. Dwayne, you're going to get charcoal in your stocking. Don't
coal,
do
not
it
not charcoal. Just coal.
Please stop.
Yeah.
Please. And I would go, oh, yeah? Is that right? And I'd like shout at the window, Santa Claus is a big fat jerk.
Wow. Fat, so you call him like fats?
And my sister would be going, oh, stop. Stop.
Right.
He might confuse you
and
me.
Your dad didn't just put you through
my
a wall.
My dad wasn't part of these day to day operations.
But he was busy working.
He's much bigger picture.
But he and your mother talked.
He's not concerned about these little problems.
Fix it.
Right.
Handle it.
I'll tell you how he did react, though. So finally, I was so convinced that my mom wouldn't do this. I knew she wouldn't. She loved the whole Christmas morning experience of opening the presents. This was actually a pretty good day for us because, you know, as you found, I mean, a family that's just normally dysfunctional year-round kind of can put it together on Christmas. It's the family.
I think it skews either right or hard left at Christmas.
I agree with that.
Really?
I think it either becomes way more dysfunctional. It's magnified.
Yeah. Or you suck it up for a couple hours and let's try normal. And get normal here.
Really?
I think what usually happens is it's the hard left turn into Psychoville.
See, I thought it was one of our favorite days because we acted kind of normal.
Okay, well, that's good.
I always kind of just thought it was the families who swallow a lot of stuff all year long. Christmas time, they get together, a couple drinks, and then they explode.
Right.
You know, because they've been kind of faking normalcy all year. But anyway, so we usually put together a pretty good Christmas day. You know, my mom did. She loved it. So I thought, she's not going to blow this. I know it. So I, you know, just with increasing intensity, picked up the naughtiness till Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. Get up.
The taunting.
Santa Claus, oh yeah, he's fat and he's ugly. Hey, elves, go tell him that.
Her sister's had a migraine for a week and a half.
You don't know what you're doing to yourself.
Right.
Santa, he doesn't mean it. I'm like, oh yeah, so I do.
All right, so Christmas morning, you hop out of bed.
So I get out of bed. Presents under the tree for my sister Sherry only and coal.
Coal
in my stocking. I couldn't believe it. I was so much in shock that I thought, okay, mom's doing this just to scare me. There's really presents.
Somewhere.
I'm going to give her a chance. I'm going to go back in my room and come back out again.
Like I never saw the coal.
Like, okay. I said, coal, okay, I guess Santa did that. Okay, well, I'm going to go back in my room for a while.
All right.
You know, I'm only eight. I mean, I'm dealing on a reservoir of 8 years of life experience.
Right.
Not a lot of logic or, you know, I haven't learned from a lot of mistakes yet.
Sure.
Still doing that.
Right.
So I go back in my room, wait, probably 2 minutes.
Right. Which is a long time on Christmas morning.
I'm literally shaking.
Good.
What have I done? Yeah. Is that your first real big regret, you think? Yeah. I'll bet.
Oh boy, just, it ran deep.
Oh, yeah. Right. Got just right through it, didn't it?
Sure.
Just the first time you said, "If I had to do my life over again." Link by link, I forged this chain.
Oh, yeah.
At eight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I wanted to turn the clock back.
Oh, okay, sure. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, give me these last few weeks back.
The 8-year-old Scrooge. That's a version that hasn't been done. Make him regret his life at eight.
When I come out, Mom stuck to her guns, man. She blew the Christmas for me.
Wow.
Because now that I realize she is not going to give me any toys.
Yeah.
So I became hysterical.
Good.
I was broken.
Good.
I'm screaming. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my dad, who I said like has been pretty much, you know, like he's out of touch with the day-to-day stuff. He's like, what in the hell does this idiot kid do now?
I'm sorry.
So it was Cole.
It was Cole. That was it. Wow. Stuck to it. And then
so December 26th rolled around, December 27th.
That was it.
Nothing.
I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
You're the only kid I know who got coal for
Christmas.
I couldn't
believe it. It was so harsh. It's harsh. Good. I'm not saying I didn't deserve it, but I'm still amazed that she was so harsh.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't know this side of her, but she probably cried herself to sleep for like a week. Like, I hate doing this to the kid, but she did it.
For no reason. Better for it.
Well, I'd like to tell you that I learned forever that there are consequences to my action. I don't know that I did.
Right. But think of how you might have been without that lesson.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Well,
for
there
the
you
next
go.
Many childhood Christmases, I was like an angel.
Yeah.
Mother?
May I please?
May I help you with those dishes? Yes, I would like to play Barbies with my little sister Sherry, and I won't beat up the Barbie doll with the Ken doll or run her over with the car.
Did you get to play with her toys that on that Christmas morning, or were you just too shaken?
The rest is a blackout.
Really?
Yeah.
The day was lost.
Devastated. I was
Christmas
broken.
Day 1964, 65, whenever it was.
I was
just
broken.
Wow.
So. It happens. It can happen.
Wow.
That might
that
be the
Cole
greatest
thing. That's no joke.
I don't even know where you can get coal.
You know what? And it was too. It was coal.
It wasn't charcoal. It was coal.
Somehow coal. So she actually had to go to. One last thing before I go, because I won't see you before Christmas.
Yes.
I was hearing on the hearing a report about school. More and more schools all around the country are trying to take, you know, the meaning out of Christmas and make it sort of a generic
neutral
holiday.
Right.
They're turning it into the winter break.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's all fine. Let me tell you what Christmas means to me quick. every few months, I have to go in for scans and tests, and then there's a follow-up meeting with a doctor who will tell you what those tests show. When you think about it, basically, he's telling you how long you have to live.
Yeah.
Those are very, very hard times. So my wife, Terry, literally pictures, as we walk down the hall to see the doctor, literally pictures Jesus walking between us, holding each of our hands. Because then she knows whatever the doctor tells us, he's there with us. And it's his birthday that we celebrate at Christmas time. So, I wish
you can't have that in school, you know.
You can't, but we can, and we can here. So I wish you a most Merry Christmas, you guys, for my wife Terry and I, and to everyone else.
You been good this year?
Well,
I think if you get coal once, you can certainly get it twice.
Well, I've been doing a lot of praying.
All right.
But a lot of things.
Well, all right, then you're
very good this year. Yeah, so I have been able to go back to that well, evidently. Yeah, man. Seriously, Merry Christmas, you guys.
Well, the same to you, Dwayne.